in the studio with John Lankford and friends. We're going to be talking, and first of all, we're going to be listening to some music. John, take it away.
We're going to do a song here. It's called Pearl Sailor. This is for landlocked sailors all over Ohio.
A pit bull tattoo, one good eye of blue, that's wandering still, but what can you do? These ropes are all knotted, tangled around me, yet I'm a sailor who wandered a little too far from the sea. Did they raise up this child just to die, to stare for too long into one sky? Well, surely bossies from Tiger Bay, but I'll spend my life down in Pearl. They shut down the docks, thrown our lives on the rocks, but my good eye is wandering still. Past the pumps where I festered all day. Transport a bridge, transport me away. These ropes are all knotted, tangled around me. I'm a sailor who wandered a little too far from the sea. Passed in the channel, great ships by the score, to carry out coal and carry in ore. And at night these old sea legs were anxious to stray. They come from all over, but never intended to stay. So tell me something I don't know. Find me a skipper with somewhere to go. These ropes that I'll knot it, tangle around me, and I'm a sailor who wandered a little too far from the sea.
Beautiful. 89.7 WNKU, 104.1, 105.9. John Lankford and company in the studio with us today. And you're a busy guy today.
Yeah, it's going to be a long day.
You've got the motor pub tonight and over the Rhine. And plus an art show.
Earlier, yeah.
Yeah.
And very near to the motor pub, I believe.
Yeah, it's not too far away.
We can scamper.
Exactly.
Back and forwards between them.
So where'd you come in from?
We played in D.C. last night at the IOTA, so we woke up in a hotel and got a taxi, and the taxi driver got lost, and then it was great. They went to Dulles Airport. A dull airport. Felt dull.
And then we came into Cincinnati, yeah. Fantastic. But
everything's gone much better since we arrived here.
Excellent. We love having
Swimmingly,
you.
Swimmingly.
And first of all, I want to thank you guys so much for just dropping by and taking the time. You want to introduce who we have?
Well, this is the Skull Orchard. This is my band. This is a truncated version of the Skull Orchard. And on violin, Gene Cook, who is from the Washington, D.C. area originally, but now lives in Brooklyn. And Jim Elkington, who's from England, and he lives in Chicago, so I live in Chicago as well.
I was just going to say, you're being based out of Chicago, but you're not from Chicago.
No, I'm from Wales originally.
Yeah.
South Wales. That Pearl Sailor song was about my hometown.
You've covered about every genre in the music business, it seems like.
I haven't done a lot of Celtic funk yet.
that's next. That's next.
That's the next one. I do. That's big up in Canada. They have a lot of festivals devoted to that genre. So,
but you've got the punk, you've got the country, you've got the rock and roll,
yeah,
rockabilly.
You know what? I think, you know, it's kind of like if you look at it, if you actually took a long, hard look at it, it kind of all goes back to that early punk rock thing and just the kind of openness of that time where you didn't want to be put in a box and be told what to do. So, I mean, the Mekons have been fairly perverse about changing whatever we did album by album. But I think when we did the Waco Brothers, we started that. It was kind of people told us we were country and people thought it was country. But Actually, it's more of a rock and roll.
Yeah, that's what really. I would. Yeah.
I think of it as a rock and roll.
It's
band.
It's got that little touch of country, but I would put it in that category.
And then the Skull Orchard, and maybe it's a bit more of a kind of there's a sort of folk thing going on, but the nature of that is because it's a lot of songs I write on my own.
Yeah.
Sort of with an acoustic guitar, which was something I didn't do when I first started out.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. So
do you like performing by yourself or better with
the
group? I like
the idea. I got in positions where I'd have to stand up, you know, on my own and sing some songs. So I thought acoustic guitar is quite useful for that. I'll do it with the electric sometimes, but the acoustic is quite good because you can turn it into sort of, you can sound like a, you know, pear-shaped skiffle band when you, you know, just by beating it, you know. So it can be the drum kit sometimes and acoustic guitar.
You get a lot of different sound
in it. If it's barbaric, it's fine. But I rely on Jim to put some, you know, gentility into the proceedings.
Yeah. And once again, you got the Motor Pub tonight. And that's, what time does that start?
I think we go on about 11 o'clock, but the people from Woosie are opening up early.
A couple of art shows
from 6 to 9. So,
and that's at the Clay Street Press Gallery.
That's right, Clay Street Press.
On Clay Street, of course, and over the Rhine.
They came up, they actually came to Chicago and came to my studio and ransacked it, grabbed everything.
I'm interested what type of art you're going to have.
There's a lot of prints. I make a lot of prints because I like the idea of it being affordable. And when I do the big paintings.
Yeah.
You know, they're great, but...
Pays for the big paintings.
But I can't, you know, if you sell them, then they're gone.
Yeah.
And they take a long time to make, so they have to be, you know, quite expensive. But
do you keep
prints are egalitarian, you know, so they're just limited edition prints, and they kind of actually look pretty much like the paintings, because I varnish them and kind of mess them up like the paintings, and they're on plywood, and they're shiny and pretty, and they hang on the wall, so...
Are they hard to get... hard to get rid of. I mean, do you grow attachment to them? And
I don't know about that. Actually, some of the paintings. Yeah, I've got a few paintings that I have never sold because they became fixtures around the house, and we didn't want to get rid of them. But generally, I'm pretty much up for grabs. I would say, you know, in the current economic climate.
Well, I was just going to say that, especially if it can bring in a few bucks, something like that.
Yeah, you know, it's good, and it's one of the ways I've managed to keep being able to do the music I like is by having a sort of day job painting. I go in the studio and paint all day, and then you often as not play a gig at night and. Many plates flying in the air and trying to catch them all. It's good.
Well, isn't that a thing that musicians have to go with? You got to have a day job.
Well, that's it. I think, you know, a lot of musicians I know have to you know, struggle. And I'm pretty lucky with the painting, and that's, you know, we use that to kind of subsidize the touring and stuff like that as well.
Excellent.
So, but it's, yeah, it's really hard for musicians. You know, I propose a socialist regime where the musicians are all, you know, paid for by the government and get vast monthly stipends, and then they can do what they want and make beautiful music, and there should be an income limit on big pop stars where they're only allowed to earn, you know, a couple of grand a week.
Yeah.
And then stop them making those crappy records, wouldn't it?
You would hope so, wouldn't you? Speaking of beautiful music, let's hear some more.
Oh, okay then. It's a song from the old Devil's record that we made for Bloodshot last year. It's called Luxury, and it's not autobiographical necessarily. 2, 3, 4. Luxury. I don't have the luxury. Through the white heat and the cooking, I never once stopped looking. I was banking on you. Back in the 70s, I moved my family. The whole world hates a failure. Saw Cape Town and Australia look pretty good to me. Skirting round the rocks and reefs, out of inclement weather. Can't you picture us together?
took one night of bliss and turned it into this. I'd do anything to please her, so I bought that brand new freezer and I climbed inside. Skirting round the rocks and reefs, out of inclement weather. Of me, baby, it's cold outside. I thought progress could be one smooth ride, but right now I don't have the luxury. Luxury. The luxury. My disposable income and weakness for drinking have disposed of me. So tell all your friends, spend till it ends. Oh, luxury. I don't have the luxury. Well, I can't afford the luxury.
B89.7 WNKU 104.1 105.9 in the studio with John Lankford, Skull Orchard. Going to be at the Motor Pub tonight, and that's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
We'll have drums and bass and stuff tonight. And
yeah.
People
you got to, yeah,
running
yeah.
around the stage smashing into each other.
How many more pieces will you have tonight with you?
Just drums and bass.
Okay.
Alan and Joe are in a car right now driving down from Chicago.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long day for you guys. This is fantastic.
Yeah, well, no, we're here now. We were quite happy.
And you've got, once again, I want to mention the Clay Street Press Gallery. You've got your opening there tonight from 6 to 9.
Yeah.
So get over there and check that out and then go
to
the
Motor Pub.
We
might play a little bit in the gallery. We might do a bit of this acoustical music in the gallery.
Yeah.
Before we turn on the heavy metal in the pub.
The
sorry.
Skull Orchard. Where'd you get that from?
It's actually, I was reading a book by Chet Flippo called Your Cheating Heart, and mm-hmm. it's about Hank Williams. And Hank Williams is... they had to drive back to the Grand Ole Opry every weekend, no matter where they were playing. And there's a bit in it where it's kind of a novelized version of Hank Williams' life. And somebody's asking him, like, you know, so where were you the other night? And he says, oh, we were down in Florida. Then we had to come back and then played a couple of Skull Orchards in Alabama. And
that's
so
good.
It's basically a club with no one in it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like a graveyard.
And yeah.
I was making an album about my hometown, Newport, which is one of the towns that got left behind in the sort of, it's a Rust Belt kind of seaport
uh-huh.
town,
yeah.
which didn't get gentrified and seemingly never will be. And I don't know, some of the pubs are sort of have that Skull Orchard feel.
And, exactly, I was just going to say, they've been there.
Full of ghosts, you know.
Yeah.
And I made an album, you know, that's the first solo album I made was back in the late 90s, because mm-hmm. I was actually in Chicago and for the first time really writing songs just on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd always written stuff with the Three Johns and the Mekons collaboratively.
Right.
But that album came out, I thought it was fantastic, and it came out and disappeared immediately because the company that put it out didn't have any distribution whatsoever.
That doesn't help.
And I looked on eBay a few years ago and it was like going for $50. And I thought, well, hang on, I should probably think about putting this out again. But in that period of time between, like the 10 years or so,
mm-hmm.
we started working with a male voice choir from Toronto that
yeah.
a friend of mine had joined. And every village and town in Wales has a male voice choir. It's a big tradition over
yeah.
in Wales. And I realized that when I was writing those songs, I was trying to like have a bit of that tradition in it, that sort of
that's
anthemic
sound.
Kind of, almost like some of the songs were almost like hymns, you know,
right.
kind of folky, sort of hymnish. So we recut the whole album with the Burlington Welsh Male Chorus from Toronto.
Yeah.
40 supremely superhuman
Voices. Yeah.
Beer drinking men. So we're playing with them tomorrow night. We're playing with them tomorrow night and the night after up in Toronto.
Toronto.
Okay. Toronto tomorrow and Burlington on Sunday night.
But what do you got scheduled for the rest of the summer?
Rest of the summer? We got the Calgary Folk Festival.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're up there for, I'm up there for about a week for that. And I've got a little tour. We're playing in Cleveland, I think, August 16th. I know the tour's 16th, 17th, 18th of August. We're playing with Home and Garden, which is the guys from Scott Krause and Tony Mamone from Pere Ubu. We're doing a little tour with them. So Detroit, Cleveland, and Chicago. So
any more art exhibits?
Yeah, I got one in Chicago on July the 6th. So I got a...
You're busy,
they
ransacked, man.
They took everything from my studio. These men from Cincinnati just came up. It was like being burgled. It was amazing. Everything's gone. So I better go back Monday morning. I'll be painting.
Well, I was just going to say, you got to take time to do that.
No, nah, I've got stuff. I know what I'm doing. There's other stuff. There's other stuff I hid, so it's all right.
Fantastic. Motor Pub tonight with Chuck Cleaver and Lisa Weller from Wussy. Opening up for you guys. I don't know if, I guess you haven't. Have you ever heard
Wussy? Just a bit now. You were playing it on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds pretty wild.
Local people, they're good. They're a big time around here. So it'll be real good. It'll be real good. So I want to thank again you folks for dropping by, taking the time out of your very busy day to do this.
That's fun.
And have a good one. You want to take us out with something?
Yeah, this is a song called 1, 2, 3 Forever. And it's kind of about. I read this story back in the 80s. Columbia Records sacked Johnny Cash, and they took him up. They took him up to the building to fire him. And Dwight Yoakam said they took him to the building he paid to build.
Yeah.
Then they fired him.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of that in here. It's about the vagaries of a life in pop music, and this is called 1, 2, 3 Forever.
One, two, three, forever, and time stands still. When you were young, you thought you'd never reach the crown of the hill. Now what you gonna do with your money when you're fat and full? Live for next week, live for last year. Try but you won't hurt them, you just don't know how. The man behind the curtain satisfies the here and now. How you gonna plan for the future when your latest record flops? Live for next week, live for last year. Live for last week, live for last year. They take you to the building that you paid to build. They've thrown you out in the dumpster. They might as well have had you killed. I bet you wished you'd never seen these flatlands, this shrinking, sinking space. Live for next week, live for last year. It's 1, 2, 3 forever. No one's here to stay. Well, here we got you a present from the present day. You're never gonna hide from history, but it might hide you away. Live for next week, live for last year. Live for next week, live for last year.
Beautiful. I like that. We're with John Lankford and Skull Orchard in the studio once again, folks. Thank you so much for dropping
by. Very welcome,
by.
Gary.